So as I said at the beginning of the Mass, we are coming closer to the end of the liturgical year. And so if you have paid attention for the past 2-3 weeks, the readings are talking about the end of time, the end of time, the end of life, the end of everything. And so today, Prophet Daniel and the Gospel reminds us of the end of time. And when will that be? We do not know. So what is the church asking us to do? Let us live for here and now. Forget about what will happen tomorrow or where, when, and at the time the world will end. Live for now. In order to understand that, the scripture comes with what is called apocalyptic language to teach us using some mysterious images to teach us about this end of time, so that we do not panic a lot. What will happen to us if we panic will be a misinterpretation of what the church wants us to understand. From the first reading, book of the prophet Daniel. Daniel is writing when the Israelites were being ruled by one of the greatest wicked leaders throughout existence. And the name of that person is Antiochus. Antiochus Epiphanes the Fourth. He was ruling at this time. And then his principle of rulership is the Jews must worship his own God. So he decided to desecrate the temple. And if you do not support him desecrating the temple, you will be killed. So the majority of the Jews started abandoning their faith. They started abandoning their faith instead of dying. So it is in the midst of this anguish that Prophet Daniel comes to speak with a language only the Jews will understand, like speaking in parable. And so that's why he uses this apocalyptic language in the first reading of today and says, in those days I, Daniel, heard this word of the Lord. At that time there shall arise Michael, the great prince, guardian of the people. It shall be a time of unsurpassed in distress. He said, this time is horrible. Nations will be in. And then at that time, people shall escape. When this is happening, people will escape to where? And so he says, as he was saying this in a poetic manner, some of them who still remained in faith started asking questions. What then will happen to our brothers and sisters who have already been killed? And then in the middle of that passage, Daniel says, many of those who have died in the dust, or who have slept in the dust of the earth, they shall awake. So, what is this all about? Daniel comes with a message of hope to these people that are under anguish and distress. He comes with a message of hope, but writing it in a poetic form so that people can comprehend it. So he uses this color or images or paintings to let them understand where he's coming from. It's like during the COVID, and you have COVID, or your family members have COVID. You can't even go out to get food. Somebody comes and says, the Lord is with you. What will you do? Like, are you okay? I'm here in trouble, and you say, no, everything is okay. No, you can't easily digest that message. Somebody comes and says, no, do not panic much. Come on. Something that is bringing panic is beside me here. So are you not seeing it? It's like what they're asking Daniel. And Daniel comes towards the last part of the reading and says, but you know what? The wise, and that's where I'm coming to say something, say the wise will rise and shine brightly. The wise will rise and shine brightly. So this apocalyptic image comes to let the people understand that what they are suffering at the moment is temporal. But can they survive it? Can they sustain the temper of their faith? Can they maintain the integrity of their faith under this distressed situation? You remember when you read the Gospel of Mark, chapter 18, verse 8, the scripture says, Jesus says, under this situation, when I come back, will I find faith? Will I find faith? When I come back again, you are under distress, under anguish, depressed. And then, is it possible to sustain your faith? That is why those who have misinterpreted this passage come to tell us that this is regarding the end of the world. No. This planet Earth will not be destroyed. The world will be destroyed, but the planet will not be destroyed. You may ask me why and how. You can see me after Mass. What will be destroyed is what Daniel and the Gospel is telling us today, so that we don't panic that the world will surely come to an end. Yes, the world of injustice will come to an end. And so Daniel is gradually telling the people that at the time, the kingdom, let me read that part. It says, like the splendor of firmament, those who lead many to justice shall be like the stars forever. And so what Daniel is saying, that the world of injustice that is being ruled by Antiochus Epiphanes will disappear. And then another world, a new world will come over, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of justice will triumph over the kingdom of injustice. And then the question comes, when will this happen? It says, then when this is happening, only the wise will understand and then kind of find out what is the difference between this world and the other world, and then navigate carefully to inherit the next world. And that is why he says in this upper part of the reading, and says, the elect, at that time, people shall escape. He said, those whose names are written in the book of life will find out, those who escape the wise, they will find out their names are written in the book of life. Who are those people that are wise that will escape, whose name are written in the book of life? It reminds us of that song. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more. So, live the life now. The here and now is what is much more important. How are you living now? How am I living now? Forget about this world is coming to an end tomorrow. Oh, I'm going to die tomorrow. Oh, no. You are not in control of that. So if you're not in control of that, why do you bother of that on that which you are not in control of? You can only change what you can change. You cannot change what you cannot change. So why are you bothered? Jesus is saying, and through the prophet Daniel, live the life now, the righteous, the wise, make a right choice, and then your names will be written in the book of life. That book of life is that when your name is written, if the trumpet blasts now, then the roll be called upon. When the roll is called up yonder, I will be there. When the roll, if the roll call is made, will your name be there? Look at what the gospel is saying. Sorry, I needed to see the light. My eyes are getting old. Jesus says to his disciples, in those days after tribulation, come on, there will be tribulations, brothers and sisters, there will be. We live in an imperfect world and society. There is no way we can run away from imperfections. And though Jesus says, our imperfections will guarantee tribulations. What are the imperfections? Injustice, unfairness, unfaithfulness, infidelity. Those things will guarantee tribulations because There will be wars. People will fight, even in the families, husband and wife, children. There will be persecution, nation over nations. In my country now, there is persecution going on. You know, believers and non-believers, Christians and name it. What are we quarreling about? Look at what Jesus says in the gospel. There will be tribulations. And how do you know that these tribulations? He said, the sun will no longer give light. The sun will lose its brightness. Stars will fall from heaven. This is as scary. He's still using the same apocalyptic language. That is a language of revelation to reveal mysteries. He says, those days, the moon will no longer shine, give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven of the sky, and the powers in heaven will be shaken. Powers in heaven will be shaken. And then you will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. Just sit quietly in yourself and think about those lines I've just read. It's like there is confusion all over the place. There is darkness. Stars are no longer moving. The moon is no longer shining. Everywhere will be dark. Then Jesus appears. Can you just put it in your life? It's like you are in the midst of this difficult situation, darkness all over in your life. Jesus appears. Come on. It's to tell you that where is Jesus? Wherever Jesus is, he is, there is light. So even if the moon, and let me tell you, that does not mean that the heavens will fall. No. No. That does not mean that all of a sudden the sun will lose its... No. Just see it in the way that you are under this distress and you persevered. Book of Revelation said, those who persevered to the end, they will shine like the bright stars. In the midst of that situation, Jesus appears and says something to his disciples. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. You see the fig tree? What happens to the fig tree? During summer, the whole thing will do what? Wither. The trees will wither. And then gradually, as you are entering into fall, what happens in the spring? It will spring up again. So at that time, usually I think that way too. When I see the trees, you know, lose their leaves, I said, oh, this one is gone. But is it true? No. It's not true. So there will be a situation you are like the fig tree. Everything is gone. You have lost everything, but somewhere there is a spark. There is a spark. And then what do? You thank the Lord. You glorify him. And so, and now, towards the end, and I'll conclude. He said, but the day and the hour when these things will take place, we do not know. And that is a scary part too, he says. I say to you, this generation will not pass away before all I have said will come to pass. This generation. So what he's saying is that when there is this trouble, tribulation, wars, injustice, suppression and oppression all over the place, when those things are happening and Jesus Christ appears, what happens? He says, then heaven and earth will be standing firm, and then my word will take over, W-O-R-D. And then let us hold on that. Let us hold on that. And just imagine what will happen that your tribulations, persecutions, and all those things have disappeared one day. What will happen? Would there be excitement? Would there be gratitude? Would there be shouts of joy? There's this song I now remember. I said, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout victory. You know that song? We will sing and shout what? Victory! Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it good? I think I should stop there for now.